Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back an amazing psychic medium, Kat Edwards. She is a clairvoyant medium and spiritual teacher, a singer, and a writer. She also gives spiritual service to the community with her work as a JP at Queensland, Australia, and a civil funeral celebrant. Born in Scotland, Kat moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences. When she was 15, Kat began to read for her friends, and at 24, she began to read professionally. Kat loves to help her clients when they hit a crossroads in life. Life direction issues are her specialty. With spiritual insight, Kat can give you the help you need to find your way. Gifted with clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, channeling, and mediumship, Kat works closely with her team of spirit guides and angel friends to garner messages for you from the Great Spirit. And so let me welcome Kat. Kat, once again, how are you tonight?
Oh, hi, David. Thanks so much for having me. You'll have to forgive me. I'm recovering from a cold, so I might cough occasionally, and I'm going to suck on a throat lozenge.
Don't worry about it. I'm kind of in a similar situation, so we'll just grin and bear it and do the best we can, right?
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah. We have an amazing queue of callers tonight. I say amazing at this stage of the game because the show has just begun and there are 14 callers. So we'll try to get to all of you folks. It will depend on how Kat and I can bear up. Folks that call in later on probably won't get a reading. But Kat, what's been going on for you?
I've been quite busy, David. I've been starting a series of live shows, and I'm doing a tour around Southeast Queensland with that. We've also started doing workshops. We had our first two-day workshop last weekend, which was quite successful. And then we're going to start offering workshops every month as well. And I was just settling in after moving house and starting to see my options. I've gone back to college.
Oh.
And, yeah, so if I'm working, I'm studying, or I'm raising my family.
Well, there's not any dust collecting under your feet, that's for sure.
No.
Well, all I can say is more power to you. You really are a self-starter and energized person, and I just hope that you go low and slow as you go through all of these activities so you don't burn yourself to a crisp.
Yeah, it's not fun being burnt out. No, I don't want to go back
there. Yeah, no, it's not, but... You know, it's amazing. Some people just have an inherent quality to multitask, and I see you as one of those people, so I'm sure all success will be yours.
Yeah, well, I think it's just about compartmentalizing time. And and then, you know, it's a time to do this, it's a time to do that, and then it's quite easy to multitask because you can fill your day up with different things.
Right, right. Well, that's great. That's great. So I guess we probably should get to the phone lines, and if there's anything that you want to chat about in between, we can do that too. Before we begin, let's put out your website for folks so that they have that, because folks, you know, you're just going to get a snapshot reading tonight, and if you really want to get an in-depth reading, Kat is wonderful. She's done one for me, and she's very reasonable, and it's well worth your money. So, Kat, what is your website?
It's Kat Edwards Clairvoyant. com, and Kat is spelt with a C. And you can also connect with me on Facebook at Kat Edwards Spiritual Coach and Mentor, or friend me on Facebook, just put in Kat Edwards, but make sure you spell Kat with a C.
Beautiful. Well, our first caller tonight, Kat, is Kimberly, and Kimberly, you are live on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I'm applying to school. I'm already in a career, but I'm just still in the mood to change careers. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to have, the finances there to attend school and live at the same time, well, financially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just before you start, your voice is fading in and out. So what you said to me, I just want to clarify, is that you have a career but you want to go back to school and change careers, and you're wondering how your finances are going to go. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing I got was, yes, your finances will be there. There will be stability in it. You will be scraping by, and the main thing is that you have to have courage. So at this point, what's really happening is that you're going to be facing a lot of fears to do with your finances, and fears amount to worry, and then a worry amounts to not seeing the fruit that's in your life. So I would ask you to continue working with your budget. I can see that you're doing quite well. Concerned about other people maybe interfering in your finances a bit. And I know I'm a stranger to you, but Spirit's saying just be careful about messages from a stranger. So there's somebody who might put you off task a bit. I get like a bit of a knock or a blow from somebody who you don't know, or you don't know very well, but really makes you feel like you're second guessing yourself. And you really have the big lesson here in your life right now is courage. Courage to stand up for what you know, courage to stand up for what you want, and just to go for it. It will be a little bit of pain, but it's short-term pain for long-term gain. And I can't see it lasting any more than a period of four. So it'll be 4 months to 4 years of living frugally. And then I can see quite a wild and free life after that. So I think that you will at some time have to consolidate things. You may even, what Spirit's calling a burn-off, where you might sell a lot of your things, but it'll be to your advantage. You're going to boil a lot down. There's a lot that you're going to see isn't necessary in your life. And that's really good to bring you back to close, back to center. You've been too far over the edge a bit in the past, and this just consolidates everything in your life and makes things a lot more streamlined, a lot easier. Is there a child in your life? I keep seeing a child around you.
Yeah, I have a son. He's older. He's in college. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
okay. So the two of you will be in the same sort of financial position for a bit because you'll be studying as well. But they're saying all is well there, but keep your ear to the ground. There's some opportunities coming up, and I keep hearing public work around your son. And he has a great ability to see things. Does he? You guys have to agree to disagree. There's something going on there between you, but he has a great ability to see things in a manner that can really shed light where other people only see darkness.
Yeah.
And also seeing him jump around a lot, like he's full of beans. So the message for you, Kimberly, really is don't worry too much. You're feeling the pull to draw, you're drawn to change career. Just have the courage to do it. Put the practical things in place. Yeah, money will be tight. You'll get through. It'll be okay.
Okay,
Kimberly.
Yes.
Thank you for calling tonight, hon. You take good care. God bless.
God bless you.
Our next caller is Annette. And Annette, you're live on the air.
Hi. Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Annette. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. My question is, in regards to a friendship that could possibly lead into something more. And I'd like to see what you see around that.
So it's a friendship that may turn into romance.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to throw some cards on here.
Okay.
It's always a bit of a risk, isn't it, for the friendship?
Yes.
Because you love that person because you're their friend. Taking the next step could blow the friendship, or
yes,
it could make it. It is really, and your heart's really drawn to though. And I feel like holding back has been.
Yes.
It's been a bit of torture.
For me.
Look. Yeah. Do you feel like it's been a bit of torture?
Yeah, because I'm not sure if I want to lead in that direction.
Yeah.
And we really don't talk about it. We just keep calling each other friends. We're friends, good friends. Thanks for being a friend.
So who's asleep here? Which one of you do you feel is asleep?
I'm sorry, what was that?
One of you is asleep in regards to the friendship. One of you is asleep.
Is asleep.
Someone has to wake up and really face the fact.
I'm going to say that it's probably me, or we both could be.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know the circumstances of your friendship, but
mm-hmm.
one of you has to wake up and face the facts about your friendship.
Right.
And see it clearly for what it is. There's
But what is it though? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting the message for you.
Okay.
Spirit's calling it. It's like, it's a romantic style of friendship. I think that it's confusing, and it's confusing me. I wanna step back from it.
Yeah.
I think you just need to lay your cards on the table and say, look,
right,
this is the way it is. What's going
right
on?
Right.
Okay? Because
right,
I'm starting to feel, as I'm tapping into your energy about it, I'm starting
mm-hmm.
to jump all around the place. I'm starting to feel confused. And all I'm
yes.
wanting is peace. And Spirit's going, oh, it's a new style of relationship. It's a new style of romance. What the hell does that mean?
Right.
To me, this is, there's something there in the mix that's discouraging.
Yes.
And that is the thing that is making me feel even more nervous when I'm focusing on your
yes.
Energy.
You're right.
And,
yes.
Yeah. And I want to just step right back. And say no,
yeah.
no.
Yep.
Look,
yep. That's exactly
how
I feel.
If you're like that, the fact is that a relationship should be easy.
Yeah.
You know? It should be easy. And if you're seeing them with somebody else and mm-hmm. you're feeling jealous, you need to deal with that. If they're mm-hmm. seeing somebody else, I mean, did I just confuse myself more? I think I did. My head's starting to spin.
That's probably him.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, goodness. I'm feeling really weird. Okay. Yeah. No. Just step back and say, look, this is a friendship. This is the way things are.
Yeah.
I either we try a romance on. If it doesn't work out, we go back to friends, like Jerry Seinfeld and Elaine do. Or we just, you know, or we just move on. But you need to know. So, look, there's nothing more. In life, if you get a yes, perfect, move forward. If you get a no, move on, you know?
But I think that he might be, for me, I think that there might be someone that he might be involved with and may be having some issues with.
Yeah, there's something going on. I think you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
but he's not
really
speaking on it. He's not saying anything.
Yeah. Do you think he's a bit of a player?
He might be.
Yeah. I just put your cards on the table.
Okay.
And that, just say what you're thinking. I mean, it is a bit of a brave step, but
yeah,
it's always good to just clarify things so you can move forward.
Right.
You know, say, right, well, I've got this feeling experience going on and I just want to know, is this something that's reciprocated? If it's not, then that's fine because I just want to peace. I just want to
yeah.
feel at peace.
Yeah, because he keeps coming around.
Yeah, well, you need to sort of say to yourself, what messages is he giving me? He's giving me these messages. Therefore, I need to clarify this whole thing with you because you're giving me these messages. They're a bit mixed, and
yeah.
I just want some answers so I can move forward.
Yes.
And just being grown up. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because this isn't
how adults have relationships, whether they're friendships or whether they're romantic. It's just put the cards on the table and say, you know, I'm interested or I'm not interested, and you know, I like our friendship or I'm involved with someone, but I'm going through some stuff. And for me, I just want to walk. I just want to turn my back. And it's like, and just like, I am not dealing with this. Whatever's going on with you and I don't know, your girlfriend or your friend, I don't bring it in my space.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, just then, you're talking like you don't want to have much to do with it now. The more that you're talking about it, the more
it's not
a good feeling for you.
It's not. It should be something cut and dry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you want to have your cake and eat it too. It's like I want this with you, but you know, if things don't work out with us, you're there.
Yeah.
And it's like you're trying to balance these two things, and I'm quite sure she's probably sensing something too, and he's the
yeah.
one that's in the middle of all this. And it's like I need to take back my power and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So put it out. So, you know, put your cards on the table. Say, look, this is the way it is. And, you know, either yes, move forward, no, move on. And to me, it's like trying on a coat. Try on the coat,
yeah.
see if it fits. If it's a bit uncomfortable, take it off and don't
yes.
put it back on, no matter how pretty it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that awesome pair of shoes.
Yeah.
If they're really horrible to walk in, don't buy them. And it's the same
yes.
with this guy.
That, yes, exactly how I feel, because it's like when I pull back my energy, he senses it. He knows it.
Yeah.
And then he tries to get my attention. You know, and I just
yeah.
it just I don't it's like I just I don't want to plug into you. You need to straighten out your life. I just can't
yeah.
take that route with you. So I need to distance
yeah.
myself, you know, on a vibrational level. because it just makes me a little off balance, and I don't like it. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look, all more power to you, and I'm so glad that you're not sitting there in a feeling of, oh, all wrapped up, my life's going to end if he doesn't, you know, be with me and all of that stuff.
No.
You're really being practical and open-minded, and you're being self-loving, and that's so important.
Yes, it
is. Excuse me. You're doing the right thing, Annette. Just stand back, take your power, and move forward.
Yeah, it's not something that I just, it's familiar to me. I've been in that space before.
Yeah.
That energy is familiar to me, and what I want to do is run from it and not do and just, it's familiar to me, and I know what that energy has done to me in the past. And I just can't walk into that anymore. And shame on me if I do.
Yeah, well, you know, shame for you if it happens once, shame on you if it happens twice. You know better, so keep moving forward. You don't need a player in your life. You need a man who loves the ground that you walk on.
Yes.
Absolutely worships you and treasures the gift that is your heart.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's so true. And that's what I keep telling to my girlfriend. I know exactly what I want, but I just, this energy is just it's familiar to me, and I... And he keeps coming around. He'll come around, and when he knows that I'm not giving him any attention, he's like a little kid, and he wants my attention and affection. And when he doesn't get it, he pouts.
Yeah, well, too bad. Go to the naughty corner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just don't want it. Absolutely. He's a baby. So, but thank you, Kat. Thank you so very much.
Okay, well, not a problem, and good luck with everything, Annette.
I will. You too. And Dave, take care of yourself.
Thank you. God bless, Annette.
I hope you feel better.
All the best.
You as well, honey. You as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, we have two Sharons, Kat. This first one is, just to let you know, from area code 520. And Sharon, you're live on the air.
Well, I am just thanking my lucky stars that I'm third in line and I'm going to be able to talk to wonderful Kat. Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Thank you so much. Kat, I had a employment question for you. I just went into a company, a commission-only line of work, so I love it, and I'm not, you know, I'm brand new to it, so I haven't pulled in any hard cash income yet. I have a second job that it's commission only, and I've been there for a few months, and I love that. When I first started with the second one, I was pulling in an income, and it started to climb, and now it's steadily declining for me. And yesterday, I mean, it was so dead, I just got like two calls, which was alarming for me. And I think I made a little tiny bit of money. And I'm just wondering, I'm wondering if I should let that go. And although, you know, when I first started there, I was making good money and it was climbing steadily, it was increasing. And, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I need to work smarter, and I don't know if I should hold on to that second job and just hope and pray that the income returns to the level it was and hopefully continues to grow and continue to develop my first line of work, which is strictly commission, and, look for that to start paying off.
Okay. Look, Sharon, you're quite skilled in your work, and to be able to make money in a commission-only field says that you have some skill.
Yeah.
I think you underestimate yourself. I really do.
Yeah.
And I also think that, well, what Spirit's saying to me is to ask yourself, what is the company that you're working in, the commission, second commission only job, the one that's not doing so well, what are they doing for you? And then what are they doing for themselves? Excuse me. Because I'm really also feeling like things are waning there for themselves, and that maybe it's time to have a little bit of time out for yourself. If you consolidate yourself a little bit, and then you can take another step back out into a similar field, but a better pay structure, I think that you must run on a bit of the adrenaline, because if you don't perform, you don't get paid, and when you do perform, the potential to get paid really big money is obviously there. So to me, you seem like someone who doesn't mind the little bit of uncertainty that comes with commission only, because of the adrenaline and the fast pace and the movement that you have to create, the momentum that you have to create. And what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing is that second commission only job doesn't have the momentum, it doesn't have the movement that you crave. And if that's the case, then you need to keep going with the flow. You know, water only takes the easiest course. It doesn't flow uphill. If things aren't really going well for you, then just go to somewhere else. You're good. You're good at what you do. You love what you do, and you're successful at it. Don't. Someone said to me, you know, the only loyalty in a career is to your career. It's not to the company you work for. Does that make sense?
It does. I it started off with a bang, and it was climbing steadily for a few months, and I've only been there a few months, and now within the last couple of weeks, it's just slowly declined. And, like, you know, as I said yesterday, it was just, oh, my God, it was pocket change what I pulled in. And I thought, is this what is going to be? Is this what it's, you know, is
well,
this what it's developed?
The answer is to have a step back and have a look at the actual company and have a look at their structures, who's running the show, and what they're actually doing for you. Because it's one thing you have a job and you're doing something for them, but actually, you know, what are they doing for you in return to keep you sweet and to keep you there? Because you've got yourself a second commission-only job, and you can go and get another one because you're good at it. So what are they doing to keep you there? You know, what are they doing to attract the customer as well? What's going on? Where's the reciprocation? And that's where you're going to find the answer.
I can't see
you lingering there for longer than a couple more weeks before you're going to really, it'll force your hand. I'll give you a period of two days, weeks, or months before you're out of there.
They're
good for you or not. You ultimately have to make that decision, but you also need to recognize that you're very skilled and that they need you as much as, maybe even more than you need them.
There's a company that's comparable to them that I used to work for, and I'm going to reapply to them. Do you see them taking me back? They're comparable in the work and the product and service that they offer. And do you see them taking me back?
I see them giving you a yes, we love you, but I also hear positions filled.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is that there are other companies as well, and you just need to look at what's around.
All right, okay.
Just broaden your horizons a bit, you know. Don't necessarily stick with the one sort of person. Broaden your horizons. Maybe you're moving and growing a bit, and you don't necessarily need to be with the same style of people. Maybe you need to grow and be with other people who are a little bit more challenging and interesting for you. Just let things move and flow for you. Have a look around. Those other people in that other job love you. There's no doubt. Position filled. But I really, quite frankly, that could be that your position. You could have that. It says the answer is position filled. It's not a no to you or a yes. That's what Spirit's saying, position filled. But I would also put it to you that you're growing, and you're growing at quite a rapid state. And, you know, like a sapling is as tall as the grass blades at one point, but then it becomes much taller than them and begins to cast shade. You're getting quite tall. I don't think you realize how good you are, and I don't think you realize the success that you can become. And you underestimate yourself, and I think you need to step back and really have a good look and be in delight and awe, as if you were looking at your child and their success. It's okay. It's not an ego thing to do. It is if you sit there and you go, look at me, I'm so good. But I don't think you do that. I think it's good to take stock sometimes and to realize, you know, I'm valuable and I have some worth. So lecture over.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Thank you so much, David, and thank you, Kat.
Okay.
Good night, hon.
Good night, dear.
All right.
David,
well, how are you doing, Kat?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to Annette for a moment with her friendship romance question. And
yes.
I get a lot of clients who luckily are not sitting in where she's sitting. She's sitting in a spot where she's being quite open to her own body's feelings. And a lot of people, they get this whole thing where they go, oh, I've got this connection with someone. It's a connection. I have to follow it. Oh, my God. And they almost feel like their life's going to end if they don't follow this connection. And they feel really drawn up in it, like water drawn up in a sponge. And they can't see the forest for the trees, and they can't see that this person might not be good for them. And that's when a whole lot of problems happen, a whole lot of problems. And so I just wanted to talk about that if your body is saying, you know, because we're an animal, we have instincts. If your body's saying, oh, I'm not real happy here, or you're starting to have red flags go off, Don't ignore them. And if other people around you are going, don't like it, you know, they're not being selfish. Everybody wants everyone to love, to be in love and to be happy. If your friends don't want you to be in love and be happy, they're not your friends. But
that's right.
I don't know how many clients I see every week who are in this whole enamored feeling, and it is completely made up in their own head. And I think they're caught up in a sort of Disney way of looking at things. And that's okay if you're Donald Duck, but it's not okay if you're out in real life and the person before you is actually just out to use you for whatever they can get. And luckily for Annette, she's listening to her body and she's had that awareness, and she started to listen to the red flags and the bells going off. But I just think it's important that people listen to themselves and listen to their body, and don't view romantic relationships as the absolute pinnacle in life. What they are massive in life.
Mm-hmm.
And they can wreck your life. They can make or break your life. So you want to be very, very careful with them. Very careful.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, that's all I want to talk about.
Okay, sounds good.
I
totally agree with you. It makes absolute sense. And to me, you know, listening to your body is such a wonderful way to really get in touch with what's going on, because, I mean, at a certain level, we are primal, where we are not only spiritual beings, but in a sense,
yes,
we are like animals, and we can use those instincts,
yes,
too, you know? And so I do think we need to pay attention at all levels, and if something's not feeling right in our gut, then that is a big red flag.
Yeah, we're drawn to mate for life. Convention sort of says you have to get married and then stay married, but that's not the reality. A lot of people get divorced. A lot of people have many different romantic relationships in their lifetime, and it's okay. You know, we're not albatross. We don't need to mate for life. And,
right.
And I think that if you find somebody who does love and cherish you, who has a good heart and a good mind, you know, and a good, nice, clear connection to their soul, that's a diamond in the rough. That's an absolute gem, and you need to, no matter what, work that relationship through. But don't hold on to something that's dead, and don't hold on to something that your body's saying, no, I don't want to be with you. I can't, no,
mm-hmm,
no, you're seeing him again. Oh, here she comes. You know, your body's saying it, and the red flags are going off. You've got to listen to it. Doesn't matter how attractive they are. Doesn't matter what connection you feel, because that other person, often, they're just putting it on. They're just putting it on, and you don't know what they're saying about you behind your back, because a lot of them are just putting it on. And
that's true.
Sad but true fact.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of falseness out there, and it comes with the territory with romantic relationships.
It sure does.
Yeah.
No question. Well, thank you for that, Kat. That was some very sage advice for folks that are in turmoil over romantic situations. Our next caller has an interesting name. Her name is Shruti. And Shruti, you're live on the air.
Hello. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
Hi, Shruti. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Thank you.
That's good. How can I help you tonight?
So my question is regarding the career. I'm currently working, and my company is going through a downturn. So I've started applying to different companies outside my company. What do you see upcoming in my career?
Okay. Just excuse me a moment. I apologize. I'm getting over quite a nasty bout of the flu. So if I cough, I sincerely apologize. Look, I've just shuffled the cards, and this card jumped out, and it's blessings. So absolute blessings in your life coming your way, Shruti.
Good.
And moving away from that company is most likely one of them. Things, you know, I mean, the old saying, everything happens for a reason. You're better placed and better serving humanity in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is going to go in a different place. You're, I think, going to go into a much happier place. And right now, I would ask you, what do you want? You know, you're applying for this job and that job, but what do you want out of the job? Because what Spirit's saying to me is you can change it. Change the way you're thinking about it. Don't just got a job, any job. Go for a job that you want, that you know you can do and that you can handle. But
yes, that target is specific.
I don't know
industry.
If you already travel with your career, but I'm seeing flights around you. I keep seeing you on a... an airplane, and another thing that I'm seeing is you in an elevator going up.
Huh.
So
okay.
And so to me, that vision going in an elevator up, well, you know, management, senior management, CEO, they're all up in the penthouse, aren't they? So you're going up, okay? But I can also see you flying. So you're either going to travel for your career or you're going to move and fly to a different region or country for your career.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
But you're surrounded by blessings. So if you've been feeling a bit low or depressed because things are changing, please just change that attitude, change it, shift it, turn it into my life is blessed, and I have a lot to hope for, and all I have to do is dream up what I want, and I can make it my reality. You're a very
okay.
successful woman. You've got a lot of blessings around your career. You've got skills there. You've got your craft. And just stand in that power and go for it. I wouldn't feel discouraged at all, but cast your net wide. Don't be too afraid also to go for something you may not have necessarily thought you could go for before, or that other people maybe who are quite close to you think that you couldn't necessarily dream of. So, you know, if you wanted to go for management or upper management, but you've always been on the floor, you've got all the skills, you go for it. Just apply. You know, if you get a knock back, why, and then move forward. Don't ever be afraid to put your hand up.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I've specifically targeted a completely different industry, so... I was wondering, you know, and there aren't too many opportunities. It's more for local area. So are you seeing anything that in terms of, since I've already applied, getting any callbacks within a certain time period or moving to a different company within a certain time period?
Yeah. I'm getting, I've got a couple of things while you're talking then. Yes, but don't rush it. And I've got a period of 3 to 4, so days, weeks, or months. Everything will have come about by then. And this time next year, you'll have seen yourself go through a rapid but interesting change. And there'll have been a lot of... I'm seeing you sitting down in front of boxes and you're wearing like a pair of jeans and a pale yellow T-shirt or long-sleeve button-up shirt, can't tell which. It's just a vision. Please don't look in your wardrobe and focus on what you're... Because people do that. Just see the vision for what it is. You're sitting in front of boxes, wearing jeans and a T-shirt, and you're crying, but you're moving forward. So there's things you've got to let go of. But there's a lot to come. There's a lot of good things to come. And what I feel is that there's a lot of challenges.
Or challenges. In what area?
Just in life in general, there's a lot of challenges, but it's good challenges. It's just reminding me, like, I had to move house earlier this year, and I still feel a bit shocked that I'm not there anymore. And I knew I had to go. I knew I had to do the move, but there were a lot of challenges to make it happen. And I got through it, and that's what's going to happen over the next year for you. You've got a lot of challenges to help to move you forward, but they're forcing you to grow, okay? So when you're sitting there and you're in your jeans and T-shirt and there seems to be yellow around you and your yellow is the color of solar plexus, which is knowing yourself as well, by the way, And you're shedding a tear going, oh, it's a bit hard, oh, geez, oh, this, that. Stop and think and go, oh, yeah, that weird Aussie lady said something like that on the radio. And she said to just think about counting my blessings. So I think I might do that while I'm feeling this way. And you'll start to feel a bit better, okay?
Yes, I completely relate to that.
Okay.
And
you have
see
a lot
me...
of blessings in your life.
Sorry.
Go to the light, go for what you want, but shift your perspective. So that you're feeling more positive.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Okay.
And do you see any me being let go from the company I'm at, or will I find a different opportunity before then?
Yeah, they won't let you go. You'll move too fast.
Okay, good. That's what I'm targeting. That's what I'm targeting.
Yeah.
Well, best wishes, Jordy.
Thank you so much. Thank you again,
thank
both
you.
Of you. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Our next caller is Wendy, and I know she has a career question too. Wendy, you're live on the air.
Thank you very much. Hello, Kat.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm excited because I've been looking for work for quite a long time, and I had a fabulous telephone interview with a gentleman about an hour ago, and I have a in-person interview 1 week from today on the 9th of September at 3 p.m. It's a call center position, and I've got 18 years experience, and it's kind of like a third-party company that takes calls for a major Northern California hospital. And I'd be answering questions about their benefits and maybe doing payments in the computer. What do you think, Kat? Are they going to hire me, and will this job have longevity?
Oh, excuse me a minute. I'd bet you 50 cents you get the job.
What was
I think
that,
you'll
I'm
get
sorry?
The job.
Oh,
I said,
really?
I bet you, yeah, I think you'll get the job.
Oh, thank God. Are you pretty strong about that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and how long will I be at this company?
Oh, it's how long's a piece of string? You're good at
I'm
it.
Not
you'll stay there if that's what you want.
For as long as I want? Okay.
Yeah.
And will they have patience with teaching me the job? Because if they're patient with me and kind, then they'll be rewarded with a very good employee. Are they going to be patient and kind?
I think you just need to be aware of different personality types. But they'll just put that out there in the interview. To say the type of person you are and how you learn. And ask them to match you up with a good trainer. You know, just be reasonable. People can be reasonable. And you just say to them, look, I just need someone who's patient and kind who can train me. And they should match you up with someone like that. I really feel, look, let's just say, because it's a prediction, we'll give it a 90% yes, you've got the job, but... While you were talking, I got a big tick and then an exclamation mark. You've got it. So, I feel like you've got the job, but I feel like the person who spoke to you, or it's a formality to see you.
God bless you.
So,
and you know what? I spoke to the recruiter again. I called him back because I was going to go on the 7th, but then I decided that the 9th would be a better day. And I expressed to him that I really had my heart set on this, that I felt it was perfect. And he actually said that I had a very strong chance as long as the conversation went similar to the way he and I spoke. So I think that's really something that a recruiter would say that.
Yeah. So you're getting all the right messages. So just trust in it. The thing is that you're going to be dealing with people who maybe are feeling a bit scattered or stressed, and they need to have someone with a calming kindness about them, and that's what you've got. But you've got a no-nonsense attitude as well, and you're a stickler for protocol and an eye for detail. All of these things they need to be across it all, and that's why they'll take you on.
They'll take me on because I have kindness and compassion, but also I can be very business. Is that what you're stating?
You can be very disciplined with your work.
Oh, yes. Absolutely,
yeah.
I will be. I'll be very responsible. And,
yes.
And you know what?
Enough.
Can you tell us, was it a good day? Was it a good thing for me to change the appointment from the 7th to the 9th? Because I'm into numerology, and it's 9/9, and we're in a 9 year, and the appointment time is 3. So Trinity times itself is 27.
Yeah. 27/9. I can't remember off the top of my head. Hang on, I've just got to look it up. I've got my numerology book with me.
I love numerology.
Yeah, so do I. Excuse me.
Bless you.
It's a good day. It's an excellent day. Start of a new business. it's a day of strength. Fertility, creativity. It's the two and the seven. They're both mental numbers. They imbue a lot of mental strength, and also the nine is a humanitarian number. It's a number of completion, but it's a number of compassion, and that's the job that you're going into. You're going into a compassionate humanitarian in health, and that's what they're going to need from you. The seven is a real analytical, logic-driven number. Mm-hmm. And it draws from spirit, everything in nature that is analytical and logical.
Okay.
And the two is it's a balanced number, but it's also a number that draws from spirit, all the options and can make things more clear. It brings a lot of clarity. Number two,
mm-hmm.
And it also helps to have scope and dimension, and bringing the two of them together, two and seven for 27, 9, you've got yourself a compassionate humanitarian day. It's also a day of completion, which is what you want too, because you want to complete that end. You don't want to be unemployed anymore.
Praise God. And will a man interview me or will a woman interview me?
You've got a couple of people there.
Okay. All right. And when will they make the job offer? If I'm interviewed on the 9th, when will they make the actual job offer?
I think you'll hear about the job within the next 2 to 3 working days. So I'm not sure if the 10th is a working day or not, but Spirit's saying that by the 3rd working day, you'll have your answer after your interview.
Okay. And will they start me in late September or early October?
No, it's sooner rather than later.
It's when?
It's sooner rather than later.
Okay. All right. So I better...
And Wendy, I think we're going to have to on, honey, because we've got a lot of other callers. Okay.
Well, I
all
love
right.
you both, and I hope you both feel better. God bless you both. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. God bless you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful night. Okay. Here's the other Sharon. Sharon, you're live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I can't.
Is it Sharon or Karen?
It's Sharon with an S.
Okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. This is career night, boy. All career questions. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you got one
I
for
know.
Me too?
I'll try and make it quick and summarize. I've been in the same field for like 20 years. Okay. And the last job I got, I've been there about 5 months. I'm trying to change career directions, environments. I'm even going to school online, getting certification.
Yep.
I should be done by the end of the year. But I am interviewing, and I want to see if you pick up new employment opportunities for me.
Okay.
I have an interview next week, too, at a healthcare. But what are you picking? Sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to get out of finance. I've been in banking for 25 years.
And you're trying different different industries on for size, yeah? Try this
that's
one on.
What
try
I'm,
that with...
That's my goal. Healthcare,
it's
schools,
like you're going
colleges.
Shopping.
Yeah, hospitals, yes.
It's like you're going career shopping at the moment.
Well, I pretty much know what I want to do, and plus I'm getting certified, but I just want to get the right company, if that makes sense. And I'm only applying to places that I want to go with. You know what I'm saying? Very discreetly while I'm working. It's such a pain going after work. But do you see me getting offers or do you see anything falling through in the next couple months? I have one next week.
Yeah, okay. Just let me focus in. I could see you getting like a temporary position. Spirit's calling it dream drama. So, excuse me.
That's
there's
okay.
There's a couple of, it's like a hop, skip, and a jump for you before you settle in. Okay.
Yeah,
because so
I have a permanent job. I don't think I take anything temp, but go on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Look, I'm sorry, but that's the message I'm getting.
That's the message.
They're talking about it being a dream drama. So, and I'm seeing a job, but I'm seeing you changing it again. And I'm just wondering if you get a job, but the people that you're with are just idiots and you need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not going to settle for you straight away. Like, you're hoping that you'll just sort of settle into a next place. It's not quite like that. It has to evolve a little bit, let it develop. Okay? You're moving,
okay.
You're doing everything in the right direction. But as you were talking earlier, Spirit's saying, try this one on for size. Try that one on for size. See how this fits. So they're giving
okay.
you some options until you narrow your mind down a bit further. Okay? Just go with it. You're not going to be out of money. You're still going to be able to pay your bills.
Okay, do you see when the next job, do you see when I will get an offer, though? You said a temp job. Will that happen?
Well, no, not necessarily temporary, like
okay.
temp job.
I see what you're saying.
Not
permanent,
a temp agency
but I'm,
job.
Got it.
No, it's like, excuse me, sorry, this cough. It's like, and I'm talking hypothetically here because Spirit's not showing me the answer
okay.
to that. It's like, yeah, I got this fantastic job. 3 months later, the company folded. Crap, I need another job. That sort of thing. Or, yeah, I got this fantastic job. Oh, my God, I'm working for a bunch of idiots. I can't handle this anymore. I need another job. That sort of deal,
okay.
all right? It's a temporary, and you're moving. I'm going to this one, and then I have a bit of time here, and then I'm going to this one. And it's genuine reasons. They're not sacking you.
Okay.
I
see what you're saying.
And it's... You're going through a period where Spirit's going to try you with different things, so you decide, yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go back to that field, but not with that industry, but not with that style of company. And I'm going to do more research about who they are for before I make a move, because I'm worthy of them having me in their lives as well.
Okay.
And so I think that's... I get a good feeling around October for you.
Okay.
The next position. But keep rolling with it because I also get a good feeling around February, March as well.
Okay. I see what you're... Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Kim.
I just,
thank
you know,
so
life's
much.
A game.
Go on. What's that?
Okay. Life's a game and have a bit of fun. But, you know, make sure you've got a contingency plan in the bank and... just try and enjoy your life a bit.
Okay.
Be aware. The yogis call the world the Maya. And look that up. M-A-Y-A, the yogi term Maya. Everything's an illusion. Nothing's permanent.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
I
really
just think
point.
That you need, in your own spiritual growth, to become more aware of that. I'm really being pushed to talk to you about that. And just to be aware of it, because you're evolving rapidly and you're going to grow up and out and away from the style of people that you've been around. And that's why you're going to go through this transition period. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Know that you're going to be okay. You're going to be safe, okay? A lot of fear comes from that primal feeling of I'm going to die. You're not going to die. You're not going to be in the street. You're not going to be living in your car. You're not going to become a burden to somebody else. So just keep being practical with your money and have that contingency plan, but just roll with it. You're going through a transition period. Where you're going to end up feels very successful, very tight, very controlled, and very much where you're in your own. You can't get there yet. You need to grow. You need to go through a few different stages, and you will. And you'll feel good about it when you come to the end and you realize what's just happened. Okay?
Thank you,
Sharon.
So much, Kat. Thank you. Have a nice evening, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye,
good
Dave.
Night, Sharon. God bless.
Thanks.
You're welcome. How are you holding up, Kat?
Yeah, I'm starting to have a bit of problems with my throat, but it's interesting the things that people are going through at the moment. Everyone's really focusing on career.
Yes. Yes, it is interesting. Can you take one or two more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Our next caller is Barbie.
Hi, Kat. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbie. How can I help you? What's your question for me?
Yes, I have a couple questions. One is about my education. I'm looking to go back to school. But also, my boyfriend and I just got together about 8 months ago, and we're really, really happy. And I wanted to know if you had any if you can say anything about either of those.
Okay. Have you already had a child with this man?
Oh, no, I haven't had a child with him, but he has a child in foster care, though.
Oh, okay. All right, there's already children around him. Be very considerate about whether or not you want to have children and then whether or not you want to have children with him, because that energy is around your relationship. And if that is the case, there is that other child there in foster care, and that the complication that surrounds those circumstances need to be dealt with before a real commitment needs to be made between the two of you. And as supportive as you can be, I don't know the ins and outs of his life, but there needs to be some responsibilities taken there by someone. I'm not necessarily saying it's him. As I said, I don't know his life, but I do feel that there are questions that need to be answered and certain things that need to be taken into place before you guys can move forward in your relationship and get married. I can see that is something that you would consider, and I can see children of your own with him, and quite a nice stances around this child of his need to be sorted out for his growth and for that child's growth. As for your education, I don't have a lot of time now. We've got a couple more calls before the show finishes. As for the education, Spirit saying don't sit on your laurels with your self-worth. See what you've got so far and use that to your advantage. The education that you're getting is like icing on the cake now. And don't step back at the end of it and just go for a humdrum career or life. Take life with both hands and do something with it. You've got a unique opportunity to do something with your life that's kind of special. And don't let anyone or anything hold you back. Even your loyalty to this man isn't necessarily going to see you happy. You need to really fully assess what you really want out of your life and what your training can provide for you. And even if you said to him, look, I can't help it. I really, really need to go and work with the tribe in Africa. I don't know what you're doing. I'm talking hypothetically there. If you've got some real big dream, then you need to go for it, or you're always going to be saying, oh, what if, or the regrets. No regrets. If you want to go into a marriage with this man, he needs to sort his shit out, and you need to have no regrets. Otherwise, things aren't going to work out for you. Okay?
Okay,
right.
I really appreciate
good luck with that,
Bobby. Thank you, David, and thank you, Pat, very much. Good night, hon. Thank you.
Good night, Barbie.
You
take good care. All right, in deference to Kat, we're just going to take one more caller because she's been really hanging in there and is recovering from the flu. So for those of you we don't get to tonight, I encourage you to contact her through katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and that's Kat spelled with a C. We're going to go to Mary, and Mary, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Kat. Thanks for taking my call, David. I've been going through a difficult situation regarding where I live and where I'm going to be living. It's been a scenario that has started last year, continuing on, and I still don't know how things are going to turn out. What do you pick up on this matter?
Okay, Mary. Spirit's saying it's time to let go. What are you holding on to?
Well, I'm not
sure. What are you holding on to?
I'm not sure whether I'm going to be downsizing or what, but I'm looking for other options and not coming up with much. And it's just kind of back and forth. So I wondered if you see me staying in the complex I'm at or if something else turns up.
Couple of things, Mary. Spirit's asking you to take some time to breathe. You immersed your head in it a little bit too much. So it's the weekend now. Can you please stop thinking about it for 2 days? Can you go somewhere in nature? I don't know where you live, but if you can walk along some water or go in the hills, go somewhere in nature and just breathe. Excuse me. You need to take stock of who you are and your circumstances. Right, that's fine, but I would rather you take stock of who you are and start to turn around and look at yourself and your life again and start to say what would make me happy. And not, I want you to put your living arrangements out of that picture for a minute because, you know, what would make you happy isn't necessarily the living arrangements. It might be what would make you happy. It might be throwing clay on a potting wheel and creating pottery. You know, what would make you happy, Mary? This is the answer.
I would like
to
the
where
stability.
You need to go
I would
next.
Like to have grounding and stability where I'm at so I can do other things. And as long as there's turmoil, I haven't been able to move on to other areas. My goals are
okay.
To do other things.
Is there a relationship going on in your life that's creating a bit of this?
No. No, I have no one right now.
All right. So you have, just go back to what you were saying before about doing other things. The doing other things part is what would make you happy. Focus for a minute on what are the other things that you'd like to do. They're the answer to what would make me happy. And then change your life to go towards them. Take control. If there's uncertainty and this and that going on, how much of that can you take control of? And because you need to bring the power back into your hands. I would also ask you to be knowledge is power, trying to hoodwink you or put it over you. You go and find out the rules yourself. You make the you get the knowledge.
I have been doing
that.
That's exactly right about what's going on, but I can't change it because I'm in the middle of it right now. So I just wonder if you see a move happening soon.
Okay, I'm getting a 3 to 6 around you packing your boxes up.
Well, the boxes are almost all packed. They're about 3/4 packed.
So what I'm meaning there is packing moves gone. It's a 3 to 6 days, weeks, or months before you're... And you're gone, okay? But go to what makes you happy. Don't go to another problem. The thing is, until we learn the lesson, we're going to take the problem with us. So you don't want to end up in another circumstance where there's another poo fight and you're in the middle of it. So I would ask you to be across it all and also to step back and look inside yourself and say, what is it that I need to learn here? And really be honest with yourself and allow that part of yourself to grow and become peaceful. When you start to become peaceful, things change very quickly and it makes life a lot easier. So, yeah, I can see you move in a period of
three. Is it
going to
be in a better situation? The finances are a big factor right now.
Yeah, okay. So, again, what would make you happy? Go with that. If living within your means would make you happy, then yeah, that's it. but the lesson lies with you, okay? It's too fluffy and airy-fairy for me to go, oh, yes, oh, la, la. No, let's just be practical. If it will make you happy to live within your means and for you to downsize so that you have more of a budget so that you can do the things that you'd like to do, then that is the direction that you need to go in. And I also wouldn't be turning around looking and thinking about other people. Now's not the time for that. Being considerate of other people, but and it's not necessarily selfish to say, no, I need this arrangement for myself and who I am, my age, and what I need and what I want out of life. But recognize, recognize that this lesson is about choosing happiness, and go forward with that in mind, please. Don't go forward with a feeling of disdain or, you know, like you displeasure. Go forward with the feeling of, I'm going to do what makes me bloody well happy now. Stuff it. Just go and do it. Go and be a happy person. You deserve it, Mary.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that insight. Feel better, David. Feel better. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
I have to apologize if I've been a bit direct to people tonight. I'm really not well, and I'm pumping out the messages, and I do get a bit I'm overtired, and I do get a bit sort of direct and blunt when I'm overtired. So
honey, there's no need to apologize, you know. Everything happens for a reason, and sometimes those are just the types of readings that people need to hear. So, you know, all is well, and no worries.
Okay.
All right. Well, that brings us to another close, folks. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Kat, feel better.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to everybody who rang in.
All right. Thank you, hon. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.